Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
That's the same sound I make when I snuggle puppies.
That's a good one.
The only reason I'm bringing that up is today is National Puppy Day.
I want to get a puppy so bad. I've been going back and forth. I know.
Don't.
You keep telling me
you
that.
You need a yard. No.
I want a puppy.
You like to go out and do things. You like to go on vacation, and it's going to be constantly, who's going to watch the dog?
I know.
Trust me on this. I've got a dog.
No, I know. I keep going back and forth because you're right. I don't want to be that person who needs someone to watch the dog for me.
I was extremely nervous this weekend because I was at home working in the basement, and Nick Nack came down. She's like, hey, we're heading to, I don't remember which one it was, PetSmart, Petco. I was like, why? She's like, it's an adoption event day today, and our daughter wants to go. And I was like, oh, hell no. Don't you do it. Don't you do it.
It's
hard. She's like, see you later.
Yes.
They arrived, and then it was 5 minutes after they got there, I was getting pictures of the kids holding puppies. And a lot of, this one's so sweet, this one's so cute. And I just wrote back to every picture that came in, nope, nope.
Not happening.
Goldie needs a friend.
Nope, nope. The best part about them going is that my son took one of his buddies with him. And this kid has an extreme dog allergy. Which, first, I was like, what a great event to bring Reed's friend to. What a good idea.
What?
But it was a blessing because that kid looked at Nick Nack and was like, hey, I'm starting to not feel well. Can we go? Actually, he probably was like, I'm starting to not feel well. Yeah. Can we go? As he's ballooning up.
Yeah.
So they got home early because Nick Nack was like, we had to leave. I was like, good. And he came home without a puppy.
It's hard to be around puppies and not take them home with you. It's almost impossible.
I have a hard time looking at them because I'm like, yeah, I want to make you mine.
I know.
I want you to be best friends.
I'll walk you every day. I'll snuggle you and cuddle you and call you George.
Talking like that too. Like,
I thought that volunteering at an animal shelter would help you not feel like that, right? Like, let's just go help the animals. That'll make us feel better. And then you can go home. We had so many dogs. Like, thank goodness they had a limit on how many dogs you could get. In that town, there's three. We had three dogs.
All from that shelter.
We took them home because you just love them so much.
That's the thing. And I feel like it would be worse because then you put them back in their cage there.
They're looking
at you with those eyes don't do this to me. And then you got to leave.
No.
Oh, yeah. Brutal. That's worse than the puppies.
I had to rethink that, charity that we were doing. Like, brutal. I don't know if this is working the way I wanted it to. I did this so we wouldn't get an animal. And here we are,
Mama,
three
let's
dogs
sneak
later.
In four animals. Let's do four. We can do it.
They'll never know.
So funny. Hey, guys. Good morning. Happy Monday. We're Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix 100. If you haven't heard, we're throwing in some extra times today. Well, all week, actually, for Mix 100's March Matchness. Your first chance to play will be at 7 o'clock today with this here morning show. We'll do it again at 8, 1, 2, 3, and 4 all throughout the day. So if you haven't yet, go download that game board. Start keeping track of these squares. Mix100.com. You play, you match what's underneath those squares, and you win. What's underneath them if you match them up? Ooh. It's been quite the contest, a lot of fun, and we are upping the ante this week for sure. All the deets, mix100.com. So I was off on Friday, and I know on Thursday Katie had massive amounts of anxiety because she was going to the dentist, and you're not a fan, are you, girl?
I am not. Like, I have to take medication to go to the dentist. I really have to, like, work myself up the courage to be able to even walk in those doors. And I don't know if you saw, I posted on our social media pages just me sitting in the dentist's office.
I did see that one.
And it was like, it was so serene, and like, they had the spa music going, and there were leaves in the decor everywhere. So you can, they really try to make it tranquil and peaceful, right? Like, they do. But man, I walked in and that hygienist, I just want you to know, you scare me. Like, that was the start of our conversation. But
was it like this in there?
Yes! This was the music.
And you hear the drilling in the background?
Yes. And there was a lot. like, funny, like, Josh had mentioned to me that now they have TV screens on the ceiling and a lot of them play, like, waterfalls and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so, like, they had a waterfall going and I was like, how did you know? Like, I was probably a little too comfortable with the dentist. I was like, I just think you need to know a little about my trauma just before we move forward. Sure. Like,
so how long had it been since you've been to the dentist?
So I thought it had been 2 years, but then the more I started thinking, I was like, oh, it's like 2022 was not 2 years ago, actually.
No, this was 22. Like, that's the last time?
It was 2022, the last time I went to the dentist. And I told her that. I was like, the reason it's been so long is because the last couple times, they've had to do this deep cleaning and it hurts.
Yeah.
Like, it is so uncomfortable for me. And I have
hashtag gingivitis.
For people who aren't familiar, I have what's called the diastema. So I have spacing in between my teeth. So it is even more imperative that I go to the dentist. So the fact that I missed 4 years was a big deal. I mean, they tried to be nice about it, but they were just like,
they looked at your chart and they're like, oh, good God.
To me like, I'm going to have to go get the doctor.
Needed this. Yeah.
Like,
oh, my God. What? How many years?
Yeah. And then, so they were like, listen, you're young. And I was like, I know. Like, so
what did they find?
Well, that's not even what they found.
Well,
it's just
they've had to have found something. What did they find?
So I had a root canal done, and that root canal looks like there may have been like a small crack that formed in it. And they can do that sometimes. But then up at the root where it was canaled, I guess, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
There's a little infection up there.
Ooh.
I know.
Has it been hurting?
It has not been hurting. And I actually, what I'd said was, you know, if I eat a little bit too much sugar, it gets a little sensitive. And then they looked at me like, well, that is hurting, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, but that's the only time. It's not like a constant tooth pain.
But I eat a box of Nerds every afternoon.
You know, when I have some Laffy Taffies, you know, it's a little sensitive. But so it doesn't hurt constantly, though. And so they said.
But it's an infection down in there.
Yeah. And they said there's no rhyme or reason to it. It could hurt in 3 days or 3 years.
Pull
you know?
It. They got to pull it.
So they said you can go to a specialist. And they can see if they can just kind of like re-root canal it. And that's, you know, but then it's probably not going to hold for very long. I'll be in the same situation in a couple years.
Right,
or
so
I can have it removed.
Do that.
A tooth pulled from my face,
do that.
Jeremy.
And then don't put a new one in.
No,
just leave it.
No, I can't be that person.
You can hold a cigarette in it.
I can't.
So no. You got that going on. Any cavities? Like in general, just cavities?
I don't know. I mean, you know,
come
once
on,
she
you
said
know.
The root canal
you have
thing,
cavities,
the
don't
thing
you?
Is I have multiple trips to the dentist I have to deal with because they still haven't got my cleaning yet. They still need to do the deep cleaning.
They couldn't even clean. It was so bad in there.
They can't. They have to do one side at a time.
So they got
to
pull a tooth.
Yes.
And you got multiple cavities.
That's
now they've
got
to clean
cleaning.
One side at a time because it's so bad?
No, because they have to numb my face. So they don't want to numb my whole face. They just want to numb
half
at
your
a
face
time.
Because
so,
it's so bad.
It's not so bad. I just, again.
You have multiple
have to,
trips and they have to numb your
I
face
to
even
have,
clean?
I have to have a different type of dental, you know, treatment because of the diastema.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Is the two teeth up front?
No, but there's spaces in between all my teeth.
Okay.
They're little spaces. So
how many cavities?
Like, four. It's not
all
cavities.
I know. Like,
that's
why
not the important part.
Why in my head do I feel like the billing department got your information that
that's
day.
That's what Josh said.
That yep. billing department looked Josh at the said. Clipboard, and why do I feel like this song started to play?
No. Mm-hmm.
Cha-ching!
Shut
making
up.
Some money off this one, diastema. It's time for a little PMI action. It's three different stories that we deliver to you to kind of start your day with a smile. It's a positive, a minus, and something a little bit interesting for you. That is all brought to you by the Denver Home Show, presented by Gravina's Window Center of Littleton. It's going on March 27th through the 29th. You can buy tickets early and save at denverhomeshow.com. Who had the pee today?
I have the pee.
Go, Katie, go.
I thought this is just a really good look for our state, because did you know that Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn have a home here in Colorado?
Aspen, right?
It's up in Aspen, yeah.
Aspen.
And they have a story in Us Weekly about why they actually prefer living in Colorado over Los Angeles. And, you know, they say that what they love is it's so much quieter, for one.
Yeah.
But they said it's just a different way of living. It's slower pace. They love that their grandkids live here. Their kids have full-time homes here as well. But when they spend time as a family, this is where they do it. They said L.A. is like where they work, and this is what they consider their home. And
obviously,
I love
yeah.
that. I love that, though.
I love them.
When you, I love them, too.
I love them.
I think they're the best Mr. and Mrs. Claus, hands down, right?
Katie,
like they
Katie,
are. They're
he
the
is
best.
The best movie Santa Claus yeah. ever.
When he plays him in the movies, of course. Because,
yes,
you know,
the best yeah, movie Santa Claus.
He is just like, and she, like, I love them both. The fact that they met while they were, you know, in a movie together and, like, their whole story. And
their daughter, I feel Kate like, Hudson. Looks like Nick Nack. Yeah.
So much. Like, so yeah. she looks a lot like Nick Nack now mm-hmm. that you mentioned it. But I just thought that's such a good look for our state. Now, we don't want more people to live here. That's not what this is about. But we just wanted to say we know why they would prefer Colorado to Los Angeles, and definitely a positive thing. I mean, you can't beat those mountains.
You can't
beat those Rocky Mountains. You just can't.
I wonder if they're listening to us this morning.
Oh, I bet they are.
Hi, Kurt. Hi Goldie. Love you, man.
Goldie, I love you.
We love you, Goldie. Oh, my God. We love you so much. All right, what's the minus, Josh?
All right, a Minnesota State Senator candidate, went full Kevin McAllister about a month ago with an Airbnb resident that was living in her basement for a while. Marissa Simonetti, hope I'm saying that correctly.
Simonetti!
She said she has had like a long-standing kind of dispute with this tenant. There's multiple things, but she said, I finally reached my wit's end. I didn't know what to do. So yeah, I got the spider. She threw a tarantula at this woman's
nice.
Face. And she said that the inspiration was watching Home Alone over Christmas break last
yes.
year.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
like, I watched Home Alone. I knew that I also owned a tarantula. And so I threw it at this woman's face. And now she's facing domestic assault charges
oh, she got in
for
trouble?
It. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Man.
Yeah, you can't throw spiders at people's
you
faces.
You can't throw spiders at people's
in the movies.
Okay. Well.
And if Kevin was older than 8 years old, he would have also gotten hit with a domestic
okay.
assault charge.
Amongst
okay.
other things. In that
yes.
Did the lady scream the way the guy...
I'm sure she did.
Is that Marv?
Yeah, Marv.
Right?
He screams like a girl.
Can you imagine, though, having a tarantula land on your face?
No.
Oh, yeah, I'm into
no.
it.
Oh, I would hate that.
I would hate
absolutely
that.
Wouldn't that have backfired if the lady was like, yeah.
I know.
She's into it.
Throw more bugs at me.
All eight legs, give it to
Morebugs.com.
You. Well, anyway, she faces those
only
sentences.
Bugs.
May
yeah. Only bugs.
I'm in the only bugs. Do it again. No. All right, let's wrap things up with the interesting. Imagine getting a facelift while you're awake.
No.
Doctors are now offering procedures using local numbing instead of putting people fully under for cosmetic procedures. This one lady says, I even got up halfway through my surgery and walked around.
No.
Why?
She said, I could hear them working on me.
Oh, no.
A lot of patients are liking this because of the risks attached to being put under completely because, you know, you could die. But I feel like you could die this way, too.
I don't know if I want to be walking around while someone's got me cut open.
Yeah, one person said 4 to 5 hours of this, it seems like torture because you could hear the tools. You can feel the pulling. You know what's happening the entire time.
Yeah.
One woman is like, hard pass was her quote. Hard pass.
I mean, because I've had to have surgery twice, and the only saving grace is that they put you asleep, you wake up,
mm-hmm.
and it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you yeah. know what I mean? Like, you wake up, how'd it go? Good, good.
Yeah.
Your face That's what I want to hear.
Your facelift looks pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a little
if only
lopsided.
I could afford a facelift.
It's a little
Jeremy.
Lopsided,
Come
though.
On. That's what I get for my money.
Give me the stroke look. That's it. There's your positive, your minus, and something a little bit interesting this morning with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.